20. You guys make my day. Oh, my God.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mamie, Roy, and Lauren. Kiss 95.1.
It's cool when you trick-or-treat in neighborhoods where you get the full-size candy bars. And Allison's son went trick-or-treating in a bougie neighborhood, her friend Jenny told us.
A ritzy neighborhood.
So Lauren calls as your favorite character.
Yes, Angelina. But I think I gave her, I made her sound even more uppity this time, and I gave her a last name.
Here we go. It's a brand new phone slam.
The Mamie, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show Phone Slam.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Allison, please.
This is she.
Hi, Allison. My name is Mrs. Arbor, and I'm calling because I have a little grievance with your son.
A grievance with my son?
Yes. When he was trick-or-treating with his little group of friends, he did some damage to my front yard.
My son, damage to your front yard?
Yes, your son was the one dressed as the Hulk, correct?
He was. Correct.
Well, he Hulk smashed my gardenias.
I don't think, maybe there was another Hulk there. I don't think you're talking about my son.
No, Allison, I do believe it was your son. I got your number from your friend Jenny, who your son was trick-or-treating with.
Okay.
They were in my neighborhood, and not only did he run through my gardenias, but he also took more than one Snickers.
No, okay, no. And where's your neighborhood? Because Jenny took my son to South Park area.
Oh, yes.
Sure it was my son?
I'm 100% positive. It was definitely my neighborhood.
I'm personally not believing this. My son is a great kid. We raise him well. He has no behavioral issues. From school, we go to church. I leave him in Sunday school. No one has ever given me behavior notes on my son. So for you to tell me that he's been running around your yard and...
Well, Allison, that's all well and fine, but I can pull our security camera footage if you would like. I'm actually watching it right now. Oh, yes, there's the little hellion walking across my grass.
Hellion?
Yes, just minding my driveway. I will be sending you...
He didn't even come... Excuse me.
Allison, I will send you that footage along with a bill because there's $7,000 in damages to my front yard.
$7,000? I'm not even giving you $7. I'm not paying a bill. My son didn't do anything. He didn't even come home dirty when Jenny brought him back home. So how was he running through your yard and wrecking everything?
I'm not sure, Allison, but I'm sure you'll figure out how to come up with the money. I've got to go. Ta-ta.
All right, let's call her back.
Hello?
Allison. It's Mrs. Arbor again. I was calling to see if you came up with a way to pay for the damages to my home.
I told you already. I'm not even giving you $7. I'm not. My son did not do any damage to your place. I don't know
did
what
you
you're
ask
talking
your
about,
son?
Kid. And I did. And he said he didn't do anything, as I figured.
Oh.
There's no way he did $7,000 worth of damage, and I'm not paying a cent.
Well, so my private security just press charges then. We'll just take this to the police.
I could care less what your private security does. And matter of fact, while we're on it, my husband is going to come over there and look at the damage.
Oh, that's not necessary.
Oh, if he's done so much damage, why can't we see what he's done?
He's more than welcome to come over. My private security just won't let him in.
You know what? Like I said, I'm not giving you any money, and I will send my husband over there. He's on his way, whether you like it or not.
Allison.
Did you give out full-size candy bars, Lauren? Were they full-size Snickers?
She would give away full-size.
Of course we did, darling.
Oh.
Allison, it is the Mamie, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show. We're just pulling your leg. Your kid didn't do anything wrong while he was trick-or-treating.
Oh, my God. I was getting so upset. I knew it. I'm like, he does not behave that way. Oh, my gosh. And I was like, I knew there's no possible way this lady could be this bougie. Your voice. I just can't. Oh, my God.
All right. Well, you can thank Jenny.
Oh, my God. I'm so relieved that was a prank.
Phone slams. Because we all need a good laugh at our friends' expense. Kiss 95.1. Coming up next with the Mamie, Roy, and Lauren Show.
Good job, darling.
Thank
good
you,
job.
Darling.
Yeah. Huzzah. All right. So if you have a new bae and you want to get a read on him or her, you introduce them to your friends. Maybe your parents will give you good feedback. You know, maybe a brother or sister. A new article says there is one person. Well, no, it's not a person. That's the thing.
Oh.
All right. There's someone in your life who will tell you for sure whether or not your new significant other is good for you or not. We'll tell you who that is coming up in less than 5 minutes.